What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
I am lucky to be alive, guys. I didn't say it on the show, but I made macaroni and cheese last night. And it went terribly.
How do you make... Did you go from scratch?
From scratch.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So I made the white sauce.
Need so much cheese.
You have so much cheese.
I remember
so much butter. So much milk.
I was making it with Claire, and she goes, "Okay, you need to start grating this cheese." And how much? And she goes, "All of it."
Oh my god! Yeah,
so much.
I feel lethargic. I have a picture. If you'll humor me,
do you mean it didn't go well?
I made the sauce was too watery, and I was throwing more and more cheese in there.
So
there was already a stick of butter, and then I had breadcrumbs on top and layered it with more grated cheese.
I'm
going to eat some later this afternoon because I made a massive tray.
Or did you make it for the lads?
I made it for the roommates, yeah.
And what did they make of it?
No, they didn't like it.
I doubt Jacob liked that at all now.
Now, the presentation isn't great. I'll be the first one to say it because the grated cheese turned somewhat a dark brown.
Now, here's a question. And I noticed this here.
I wouldn't say that looks too bad.
Not a lot back home. Back home, you'd have the cheddar. The pale white cheese.
Yeah.
Here, all I find is red cheese.
I wouldn't be a fan of the red.
Why? What's going on with the red cheese?
I'd say that looks nice because I like slightly burnt cheese.
Do you think that looks nice?
I love burnt cheese. Mm. So if you came to me with that, I'd be happy.
Pass over to producer Carl.
So what I've started to do is...
Is there a bit of a crunch on it?
Yeah, see, I like the crunch. I like the crunch.
Now, the cheese looks like it's not really melted. It's just solidified.
How high was the oven?
Very high.
Okay, and was that part of the plan?
No, I just it was going that way.
Stick
I will
it 200,
say,
always 200.
You make that,
I'd go
guys.
180.
Would you?
Yeah, 200 then. You want to cook? Do you want the chicken to be harder on the outside? You know, you want
guys,
slow cook.
You make something like that, the washing up, it takes so much time
stuck.
And effort.
Well, the lads should have done the washing
the
up if you cooked for them.
Do you have a dishwasher?
Do have a dishwasher, but the pot got destroyed by the white sauce.
We've got a dishwasher. I like to call it Graham O'Toole.
Oh!
Sometimes there's something therapeutic about my sink faces onto the garden. Just looking outside, washing up.
Yeah,
having a
I
wash.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Do you use your dishwasher often?
I don't really use it that often. I like to just keep washing stuff.
How often would you use the dishwasher?
Is it once a day?
No.
Like twice a week or something like that. But I tend to just wash it by hand because it takes 10 seconds.
One thing about the dishwasher is if you don't want to wash up, it's great when it's there, but then when it's all done, the amount of time to put it away, it's excruciating.
And sometimes it smells.
There's a perfect time between finishing the dishwasher and unloading it. If you unload it straight away after it's finished, it's going to smell because of the water and everything. And if you leave it too long, it's going to smell because of remains of foods in the pipes.
Do you know what? Yeah. I'd say if you're the person listening now who's got this podcast is delighted they downloaded this.
Well, there you go.
Talking about dishwashers.
Dishwashers
are a new thing for me.
Real talk.
The house I have is the first house I've been renting. Obviously, I have on my home house, but first house I've been renting that has a dishwasher.
We never had a dishwasher, so the first time I had a dishwasher was when I worked in Cardiff, which was 2017. Just before I moved here.
My girlfriend Becca grew up never having a microwave. So that's the same as you, isn't
it? We wouldn't have had a microwave for a while, yeah.
My house in town when I moved here didn't have a microwave. I bought one and never picked it up, and it cost me €50. Do you remember the snow? March 2018. Curry's PC World had a discount. I did it, but they couldn't deliver it, and then I never got a refund.
What?
Nah.
Sorry.
Don't be slamming Curry's PC. They're good people.
They
So they said
they wouldn't deliver it, and they took your money.
They said they couldn't deliver it because of the weather. So they told me to pick it up from somewhere.
Why didn't you pick it up?
Because it was snowing, and I really couldn't be bothered.
And so what? And you just didn't pick it up ever.
No.
Is it still there? I'll pick it up for you if you want.
Let him pick it
up. Let me see if I can find. This could be a thing for the show.
Oh.
Graham picks up Callum's microwave. Well, there we go.
Hey, good show this morning.
Dying for the toilet.
Hey, good fun.
On the show, we talk about Joe Biden. We also talk about Rudy Giuliani. We talk about Nathan's creeping on people fighting. And also, add more people to Thursday night's Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night. Here we go.
Dublin. Are you ready?
Live across the city, the only way to start your day.
Let's go!
103
Fully Charged. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7:03 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Yo. Good morning. What's going on, everyone? Going on?
It's good to see you.
It's Monday.
It's good to see you.
Great to see you. Great to see you're alive. Great. Sometimes I worry.
Why? Because I don't reply to your messages.
You're alive. You're alive and you're well.
I'm alive and I'm kicking.
And you've brought your charisma. I can see it. You're wearing it very well.
Thank you very much. I don't know what that means, but I'll go with it.
Graham, I do not want to blow my own fiddle on the show.
Okay.
But I did a great thing on Saturday night for my neighbourhood. Nobody asked me to do it.
Neighbourhood watch, you could call it, would they?
But I felt like I had to do it. I was needed, and it all occurred in my bedroom.
Oh. Okay.
I'll tell you what I did on Saturday night in my bedroom in 5 minutes' time.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Ariana Grande and Positions. It's 7:10 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Have you listened to her new album, Positions?
I got around to it now.
Very racy lyrics.
Tell me about it.
Oh, God, I sweat listening to some of the music.
Right.
It's not for a family soundtrack, Graham. I'll tell you, you won't all be in a car together singing lyrics from that album.
So you won't be buying Positions for your mother like you bought your mother Norah Jones before, and also Lizzo's album.
Lizzo, she swears too much.
Does your mother sit down and listen to albums?
She's wild.
No, but does she?
Yeah, my parents like listening to albums.
I'm trying to have a conversation here as opposed to you just shouting words at me. So are you going to buy her an album this year?
Probably not.
Okay.
As she didn't seem too receptive with the Lizzo album.
Yeah.
And I just think she doesn't have the heart to tell me that she's just not interested in that sort of music.
And does she have Spotify?
She doesn't.
You could buy her Spotify account. I pay for her monthly.
To the radio.
She listens to Spin because, you know what? We're hit music now.
That's it, baby.
And if that's what she wants, we'll give it to her.
Did something on Saturday night that I would like to tell you about.
Yep.
Lying on my bed, watching classic Paul Scholes play for Man United on YouTube.
You're reminiscing about the good old days.
Out of nowhere, Graham, and I'm not making this up, I hear a massive scream. I hear an argument. Two people clearly having a fight. Not physical, but verbally.
An argument, yeah.
Now, my window was wide open. And it was kind of like a fish to water. I knew exactly what to do. I looked outside my window. I could see them. They were, shut up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You're swearing at each other like it was the lyrics of an Ariana Grande song.
Oh, dirty.
I turn off my lights in my bedroom because I'm topless and I don't want them to see me. Plus, I could see better because with my lights on, it was kind of reflecting on the glass.
Well, yeah, you've figured it out now, but there was a long time since you moved into that apartment because it looks out onto the road that you're kind of unaware that people could see right into your apartment. Like, I would drive past, because I would drive to training past your house, and yeah. I'd always look in and I'd see you just wandering around the living room.
In
your boxers, thinking, he doesn't know that people can see him from their cars.
So there I was, honestly, neighbourhood watch. It was like I was as important as Batman is to Gotham City.
Yes.
I'm looking out the window, I'm seeing the couple. I'm even like tempted to write a notebook, like get a pen notebook and write down the details that I'm witnessing.
But like, can you figure out what they're arguing about?
I can't really.
How far away are they from you? Because I know, just give me a landmark.
They're around 20 yards.
A landmark. Just so I can picture it in my head, because I know your apartment.
The bus stop.
Okay, on your side of the road or the other side of the road?
The other side of the road.
That's a long way. That's a long way. 20 yards.
Look at my big Gary Lineker ears.
Yes.
I can hear pretty well. So I witness it. It takes, I'd say, roughly around 5 minutes, but I've seen it all and they walk their separate ways. I then go, right, need to let the roommates know. I knock on both bedroom doors, Sean and Jacobs. I went, boys, did you hear any ruckus? They said no.
Did he say the name?
Yeah, I've said it. I said it the
That's
other
the second
way.
Time. Yeah,
second
you've
time.
Been hiding the identity of your new roommate. But we've got his name twice. What's his name again?
Jacob.
Morning, Jacob.
No, he's not listening. He doesn't like the show. But I said, Sean, Jacob, if you heard any noise, I can tell you what it is. A couple were arguing.
Yeah.
And they went, what?
They
I heard nothing.
Care.
I heard nothing. But I'm going to take this up now, especially in lockdown, a brand new hobby. I'm going to look out for my neighborhood, neighborhood watch. I don't think it happens anymore in 2020. I'm nosy. I want to see
Peeping
what,
Tom.
I want to see what
Just
people
don't
are
start
doing.
Going outside and start looking into people's windows, because I think that's illegal. And we probably will have to
can
leave the show.
Can we check if that's illegal, producer Callum? Thank you.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
God, am I excited for this week. Our Gotta Get It Wrong virtual night. What are we calling it?
Yeah, because we've been throwing different names around. But it's the same name, but just different variations. So what we've agreed on is the Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night.
That sounds good. Rolls off the tongue.
It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? It's happening this Thursday. We're very excited. It's going to be 8 p.m. across Facebook, Twitter, website, and there's another one.
YouTube.
YouTube. Don't forget YouTube. Now, a lot of people want to come on and play, because if you do play Gotta Get It Wrong, you walk away with the Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Also, the champion of the night walks away with the Golden Trout trophy. Have you fixed it yet?
I'm looking into it.
Okay.
I'm looking into it. But one of the big things on the night is, are we going to stick with the original theme tune, or are we going to go... Because we didn't even expect people were just going to out of the blue start suggesting different theme songs.
Yeah.
So let's hear the original, the one we love, we heard every single morning.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Like, you know what you're getting there.
Yeah. Look, it's
you know
all reliable. It's one for the entire family.
Now, last week, Jeff got in contact and he says, we need a new jingle. And he suggested this.
If you got it right, or you got it wrong. Because you got to get it, got to get it, got to get it wrong.
Lovely voice.
Lovely voice. But then Lisa heard that and she went at a slightly different angle.
Got to get it wrong, got to get it wrong, got to get it wrong. Got it wrong, got it wrong, got it wrong.
Now that's a voice.
It's like the opera.
Now, over the weekend, I had a sit down.
Oh.
And look, I'm not going to say this is fantastic. I looked both of them and I said, Lisa was my favourite, but yeah, I couldn't do anything with Lisa.
Oh, are we not doing a duet with the two?
No. So I tried to attempt to do something with Jeff's.
What did you try and do?
I tried to put his singing to a cheesy theme song.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's any good.
Well, let's hear it.
I'm going to listen to it here. Like, it starts off well.
Yeah, I like it.
Without the voice.
If you got it right, or you got it wrong. If you got it right, or you got it wrong. Gotta get it, gotta get it, gotta get it wrong.
Oh!
Now, I think that actually, to be fair, because you gotta get it right, gotta get it wrong. Actually matches well, but then it's out of
Where
time.
Did you get this music from?
It's a website called extrememusic.com.
Is there any sort of copyright issues?
Absolutely, yes.
I don't mind it. I thought it would be a lot worse.
All right, let's do, okay, there's three of us in here in the studio, producer Callum as well. Hands up for Jeff's.
I'm going to stick my hand up.
Can I put like a half out of him, because I like the music, but I didn't like the editing. This is fun. I'm going to keep this for the show.
Yeah, but we need to have Jeff singing. We can't just
I'm
have this
telling
music.
You, I have tried and tried and tried to get Jeff's voice to fit. I've sped him up, I've slowed him down.
Should
it doesn't
not do
work.
Do different sound effects or something like a...
I put reverb on his voice.
Did you? Reverb, yeah.
And hands up for the original.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and Callum.
Can we throw it out to a listener? You listening? If you
no,
really,
I don't trust the listener on this.
If you really want to hear it, will you let us know? 087-711-1038.
I'll like, come up with your own.
Oh, come up.
No, no.
With your own, yeah. If you're in a band.
No, we already did that. And we got these two.
Yeah, we might get more.
Robert Grace, a fake fine on spin.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
I hope the weather is good this Thursday for our Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night happening at 8 p.m. across many different platforms. Graham, you were saying there that Jeff, he messaged into the show last week. He sent us a brand new jingle for the night because can we just stick with the old Gotta Get It Wrong? It seems a bit boring, that theme song.
That's what we're saying. Do we want a new one or we stick with the old one? This is what I've kind of managed to make up with Jeff singing. Here we go.
Come on.
If you got it right, or you got it wrong. If you got it right, oh, you got it wrong. Gotta get it, gotta get it.
Like, it starts well, and there it just, it loses, because it's all out of time. I tried. You don't understand how much effort I put into that over the weekend.
Now, I'm saying that we should use it on the night. You, Graham, and producer Callum, you're both not a fan. We threw it out to you. Emma says, lads, just stick with the normal intro, but update it with producer Callum singing on it too.
Is Emma the name of your mum?
Absolutely not. I have been here 3 years. I don't understand why I'm not on
your
it
singing's
now.
Not oh, great, okay. Producer Callum. Come on now. Eddie says, join the original and the two singers together to create a mashup.
Yeah, because we got another suggestion as well from, let me see the name, I think it was Lisa. Eddie, do not understand how hard it is.
Can you play a bit of Lisa's?
To create music.
I love Lisa's so much.
Okay, yeah.
Gotta get it wrong, gotta get it wrong, gotta get it wrong, get it wrong, get it wrong, get it wrong.
Do you know, as a nod to the two of them for getting involved, we can just play theirs on the night. And just so people watching can hear it.
Oh,
how about that?
I cannot wait.
But we're going to stick with the original theme.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Maybe you're in the mood for this. Maybe you're not. And that's okay. The Showbiz Shootout, two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather. And they each have a Showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Good morning, Sheriff.
Hello there.
How are you getting on?
Oh, good. I'm just checking my emails in the desert.
Yeah, no. Always paying attention to this show. I might begin, Graham.
Okay.
A lady that likes to think outside the box. Friend of the show, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah.
What do you make of Gwyneth?
Didn't she release a candle that smelt of...
genitals.
Yes. Oh, her genitals.
It actually flew off the shelf. I believe your father, Michael, he was selling them in his DIY shop.
They were...
had all the farmers queuing up outside. I'm here for the candle. And then I'll be off. Well, she... is releasing something else that you can have in the home. It is a lamp shaped like a loaf of bread. And let me tell you something, it is bread. It's actually made out of bread. I looked it up online. It's like it's a very small baguette, but there's a plug that you put at the bottom. Yeah. And it's just covered in a thing called resin.
Oh, so it won't go mouldy.
So it won't go mouldy.
Okay.
But apparently it smells very nice. It's made over in
Does
Japan.
Does it smell of bread?
It smells a bit like bread.
Do you know what I love when you walk into... Now, other ones are available, but I'm just going to use my local one, the Lidl. And you always walk in near the bread aisle, and it smells of freshly baked bread, and it's gorgeous.
Trying to get something for free on the show.
Well, it wouldn't be like me. You're the one who usually does it. Doing shout-outs for your family every 5 seconds to get free boiler repairs. Speaking of, after nine. Poor Gosh getting involved. We'll tell you more about that later on.
Oh man, you're really jumping into my story.
Go on.
The lamp is worth £160. Just want to tell you a few other things Gwyneth Paltrow has said in the past. She told us all to go on an 8-day goat milk cleanse. Drink nothing but goat's milk and apparently you'd feel better.
Okay.
A lot of people said they didn't. She also told us to try a brand new facial, a bee sting facial, where wasps and bees sting your face.
I'm okay.
Not good. And she also then released a massive blog where she told people how to yawn properly. And it's just all about opening the mouth perfectly.
And nice and wide.
Breathing.
I'm going to see how much you've been listening to me in my stories. Do you remember I was talking about a new boy band supergroup, now they're really called a man band, called Boys on the Block?
Yes, rings a bell.
Who are the four members of Boys on the Block. Do you know what? I even give you points if you can tell me what bands they come from.
Shane from Westlife.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of all the people that can't sing out of boy bands. Because I think I remember I said that. Shane from Westlife.
Yeah.
It's not Keith Duffy.
I'll give you one. Ben Offerdew from Fats and Small. That was a difficult one.
Someone out of Five.
Yes, Abs from Five. And Dame Bowers from another
Dame
level.
Dame Bowers, of course.
Well, they are going to release a Christmas song this year. They're a supergroup. They formed last year. They're recording a new album, but they're going to take on a classic. They're going to take on this 26 years after its release.
They're going to struggle.
They are taking on E17's classic Stay Another Day. They've got the man who wrote it, Tony Mortimer, involved. He's going to play the piano as they do it. However, E17 apparently didn't know about this until now, until they released it.
Oh, I smell a lawsuit.
Because they released it in the papers in an exclusive chat. Ben said from the band, the rest of the E17 boys don't know we've done it. They'll be as surprised as the readers.
What? Yeah. That's very strange.
So the fella who wrote the song, Tony Mortimer.
Tony has the power.
He knows about it.
Yeah.
Now they said they're not going to mimic their big massive white coats. They're going to look into a kind of a silky style, but the song is going to be out on November 20th. That actually bet Mariah Carey 26 years ago to Christmas number one.
Wow.
So Stay Another Day bet All I Want for Christmas Is You, even though All I Want for Christmas Is You is probably the first Christmas song you think of.
Do they need a bread lamp for the music video?
Gwyneth is our lady. Sheriff, who are you saying?
Nathan gets the win this morning.
Oh my God, thank you very much. I respect you.
You look like a deer in the headlights there.
You look like you've just finished reading
emails. There's many things going on in my life today, and I don't need this right now.
I reckon you wouldn't even know what we talked about.
No.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
With Just Eat. Over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get it wrong.
Thank you once again, Just Eat. Getting involved with the show. Didn't have to.
And why wouldn't you?
Well, look, sometimes there's reasons for not to get involved, but thank you very much.
This is the game where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you got to do is get the questions wrong. If you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you win 100 quid and the coveted Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
So many people want it. They keep DMing me and I say, look, stop. Mum, Dad, stop.
Connor's playing. How are you, Connor?
Not too bad. How are you?
Go on, you good thing, Connor. Go on.
By just coming on this morning, you just won a €50 Just Eat voucher.
Oh, boy.
Thanks a million, lad.
Connor, what are you going to order with your Just Eat voucher?
Oh, I don't know. I get a chicken satay, probably.
Chicken satay? You're not allergic to peanuts, no?
No, no.
Smother it with rice.
Right, let's see though how good you are. I gotta get it wrong. We're gonna put 1 minute on the clock. You gotta get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before your buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one.
I feel Connor's gonna pull this out of the hat. This is gonna be a big one.
Okay, let's go.
What noise does a grasshopper make?
Boo.
What is a taxi driver's job? Sing a weekend song.
How's it going?
Who is Dua Lipa going out with?
Justin Bieber.
Who is the lead singer of Coldplay?
Dermot Kennedy.
What is the name of Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter?
Sharon.
What letter comes after B in the alphabet?
Z.
Finish the lyrics. Cause you're a sky full of
moon.
Sing a song that you sing on someone's birthday. Who is the manager of the French football team?
Stephen Kenny.
What's 63 minus 9?
12.
12 plus 12 is 24. True or false?
False.
What noise does it or what does a vet look after?
Carrots.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
What's the capital of Japan?
Dublin.
How do you spell squid? I'm sorry.
D-O-G.
I'd like to apologise, guys. I made a little bit of a mistake, but you'd forgive me on a Monday, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Connor, how did you find that?
Started on a few of them.
It wasn't too bad.
No.
You're very courageous, Connor. Sometimes people are scared to come on the radio. You didn't fear it.
Not Connor.
You're very comfortable on air. It's as if you're coming for our jobs. And do you know what? Connor, you reminded me of someone.
Interesting.
Who's that?
You reminded me of a very, very old... Sean Kingston!
Oh, wow!
You're way too beautiful, girl.
He loves a certain Italian in Maynooth. He was there before performing, and he went back there, I think, twice. We talked about this ages ago on the show, and I can't remember the exact place. If you know, let us know. 087-711-1038.
Connor,
Italian in Maynooth that Sean Kingston loves.
You got 13!
That's all right, Connor. Connor, you go top of the leaderboard. If nobody gets 14 or more between now and Friday, you'll win €100 plus the Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Thanks very much for playing, Connor. Bye.
John. Cheers.
See you, Connor. Just had Connor on playing Gotta Get It Wrong. He scored 13. And at the end of the game, I said that he reminded me of a very, very old Sean Kingston, which led us nicely to ask, oh, what was that Italian, that Sean Kingston? Apparently, when he's in Ireland, he always goes to this Italian restaurant.
Shannon says, also, it was Justin Bieber in Picadero's in Maynooth. And then Shannon, different Shannon, producer Colin? Different Shannon. Shannon and Rob, both...
Same Shannon.
She's trying to get cover all bases, every Italian across Ireland. Shannon and Rob both say, DeMario's in Selbridge.
DeMario's. God, I must try it sometime. I think he goes for the fettuccine. It's a creamy pasta.
Classic Sean Kingston.
I sound like Lloyd Grossman. I literally just heard my voice there. It's a creamy pasta.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Let's go! Spin.
103.8. Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 8:04 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Well, we all know who the President of the United States of America is.
Yeah, on Saturday it was announced that Joe Biden will be the 46th President of the United States. And of course, so much has been made of his Irish roots.
Yeah.
He's got roots in County Mayo. He was there was a video going round of a BBC reporter saying,
I saw that.
Can we get a word for the BBC? And goes, BBC, I'm Irish.
And then he walks away.
And I was looking into, like, how many times has he actually visited Ireland? And it said when he was a senator, he frequently visited Ireland. And as vice president under Obama in 2016, he did a 6-day visit. And I was looking at this over the weekend and I was thinking, I wonder has any Fully Charged listener met the president-elect Joe Biden? I wonder, anyone listening right now, have they ever met Joe Biden?
So do we know, was he in Dublin or was he around the place in Mayo?
I don't know exactly. I presume he would have been in Dublin at some point in those 6 days. Well, he would have to flew into Dublin.
Yeah.
Fly into Dublin, unless he went to Shannon. But I presume. So someone's listening now and they go, or maybe they were out in the crowd and he walked past them and he shook their hand or something like that. I did see a clip on someone's Instagram of him walking by, kind of like, you know, massive crowds behind a barrier, and he kind of shook someone's hand. That'll do me too.
Do you think this is a big ask?
Look, it's a big ask. We always do big asks on this show, but they always deliver.
Yeah, we've never been let down, so will you throw out the number there?
Have you met Joe Biden, the next president of the United States of America? 087-711-1038.
I'll even say, do you know someone who's met Joe Biden? Maybe we
do. Let's cast net wider.
Let's dance around the topic a bit.
Text us, WhatsApp us. You can send us a WhatsApp voice recording as well. The next president, Joe Biden, has his Irish roots. He's been to Ireland loads of times. And have you met him? Graham and Nathan with you on Fully Charged.
Welcome.
This morning we are talking about the president-elect, Joe Biden.
Big news over the weekend. We all found out. Were you celebrating or were you upset? Who knows? But Graham, it inspired you to throw out the question on this morning's show. Have you ever met Joe Biden?
Because the chances of you meeting Joe Biden are very slim now, because he's going to be protected so much by the Secret Service. But before he was president, he was the vice president under Barack Obama. He did a 6-day visit in 2016. And before that, he was a senator, and he visited Ireland loads of times because he has family in Ireland. He considers himself Irish. So I was thinking over the weekend, the Fully Charged listener, they're connected.
Big ask.
They're connected. Have you met Joe Biden? And if you have, 087-711-1038. Aisling, have you met him?
Not technically.
Well, what happened?
I can't say where I worked, but I worked at a hotel in Dublin and I got to take his room service order.
Oh my god.
Okay, you gotta tell us, what does Joe have?
He actually had fish and chips.
Fish and chips?
It was a statement piece on the room service menu. I don't know.
So, were you out of lobster?
No, he just didn't feel like lobster that day, as far as I'm aware.
So, Aisling, did he mm-hmm. call you, or was it his people?
No, it was him.
Oh, wow. And what did his wife Jill get?
She wasn't with them, as far as I'm aware, or at least she wasn't in the room.
Okay.
And what did he sound like, Aisling, ordering the fish and chips? Can you do your impersonation? Let's pretend we're trying to Joe.
Okay, Nathan, you be Aisling. Aisling, you be Joe.
No. Hi there, this is Aisling's hotel. What can I get you, Joe?
I'll order just a fish and chips.
You have a great Irish accent, Joe.
Aisling, fantastic. We've got an insight into what he likes to eat via a voice meet. That is beautiful. Aisling, thanks so much for sharing.
No problem.
Sorry, I also realised I called a call a voice meet.
Is that a brand new term or something that I'm not aware of?
I'm going to voice meet you later on. Right, there we go. Aisling has met him via a voice meet.
Surely we can't be greedy now. We have to be happy with just that.
There's someone listening this morning and thinking, Aisling, over a call, I've actually met the man. Mm. And you know, you can sit there and you don't have to contact us. That's okay. You don't have to share your story. But what if you do?
Yeah.
087-711-1038.
I'm going to throw it out there. Maybe you might know someone who has.
We'll take it as well. Text us, WhatsApp us, send us a WhatsApp voice recording. Have you met the next president of the United States of America?
I actually have some information about his last visit to Dublin back in 2016. Apparently all the guards, they closed off roads in the city centre near Stephen's Green, blocking off Georgia Street. He went for a Murphy's ice cream.
Lovely.
I don't know what he ordered. I'm guessing Raspberry Ripple. He had a meal at Davy Burns on Duke Street. And then he went to the Book of Kells.
Now, we did have Aisling on a couple of minutes ago, who said she worked in a hotel that he was staying at and took room service.
He ordered fish and chips, you believe?
She did a fantastic impression.
Oh, my God. Great impression.
Kate joins us now, though. Have you met Joe Biden?
I personally have not.
Oh, okay.
But my dad did. I'm pretty sure it's from when he was here in 2016, because it doesn't look like it was that long ago. And I'm pretty sure now, I can't be 100% sure, because my dad didn't reply to me this morning. But
are we sure it's Joe Biden, or is it just an old man who likes to wear a suit?
That's what I was wondering too when I saw the photo, but no, dad confirmed that it was Joe Biden.
So,
and I'm pretty sure my dad was the manager in Mayo General Hospital, so I think he might have been in Mayo, and that's where dad met him.
And does your dad ever talk about the meeting with Joe Biden? Like, what was he like? Did they have dinner together? What was going on?
I think I was probably too young to even care who Joe Biden was at the time. I think he probably just met him as a photo opportunity in the hospital or something like that. But yeah, there is a photo of the two of them.
And tell us, do you do a good impression of Joe?
I don't. And I just heard Aisling, but I don't think I can beat it.
Okay, thanks so much for getting in contact. Cheers.
Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye.
Maybe when we change it to, can you do an impression of Joe Biden?
Yeah, I would love to hear it this morning. Sarah texted us in, I met Joe when he went to Whitestown when I was 10. I'll never forget it. And she also sent us in a picture of the encounter. Look how healthy Joe looks with his big old teeth. Having a great time, isn't he, Graham?
He loves it.
Isn't he?
Eilish joins us. Have you met Joe Biden?
No, I haven't met him, but half of my Facebook newsfeed is just full of pictures. People showing pictures of themselves with Joe from when he was there a few years ago.
Oh, now tell us, where are you from?
Ballinas.
Oh, so you're from the heartland of Joe Biden. You're from Joe Biden land.
Joe Biden country, yeah.
So you're from Joe Biden country. All your Facebook friends have got pictures with Joe Biden. And you haven't.
How come
I haven't?
Why?
I don't know. I'm waiting for my invite to the White House now. Just expecting a big invite. The whole of Ballina are going to move into the White House now, I think.
Do you feel left out that you're probably the only person in Ballina who hasn't met Joe Biden, or at least got a photo?
I do. I'm devastated.
Eilish, before you go, can you give us an impression of Joe Biden?
I cannot.
Are you sure now?
I'm pretty sure. I haven't met him, so I couldn't think of imitating him.
That's a good impression.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Thanks so much, Eilish. Best of luck.
Thanks, bye.
Fingers crossed you'll get that picture soon.
Hopefully.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We will not be wearing sweaters this Thursday night, Graham. You and I donning our glittery, sparkly jackets when we become the hosts of the Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night.
We have four contestants already for the night. Will, Kira, Aisling, and then Anna with Adam as well. Each one of them gets a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. The ultimate winner will win the coveted Golden Trout Award. But we have room for one more person.
Oh.
That is it. You have been registering. We've picked one out. Will we give them a call back?
Let's do it.
And see if they want to play, first of all. Because it's going to be historic.
Hello?
Oh, is this Robbie?
Yeah.
Robbie, this is Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged. How are you?
How are you doing?
All right, Robbie. What's the crack, son?
How are you?
Do you know why we're ringing you, Robbie?
I have an idea, yeah.
What's the idea, Robbie?
Tell us.
Spill the beans.
About the game show.
Oh.
Well, what do you think about the game show? Are you excited for it?
Or is it a waste of time?
Ah, it's brilliant.
Is this the Robbie that didn't help me out when I had a blocked shower?
I did help you. I said to you, stop shaving in the bath.
Yeah, that's like telling a bear not to eat honey, Robbie.
Robbie. We have one space left to fill on the night.
I don't know about Robbie.
Oh, lovely.
I don't know.
You'd have to pick you.
Why should we? Why should we?
I'm a down-to-earth guy.
This isn't a dating website.
Are you single, Robbie?
Unfortunately, not.
You probably shouldn't have said unfortunately. Oh, Robbie, you know everybody that comes on will win a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. But
that's the main reason why I applied.
Okay.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
The overall winner wins. If you can tell me what the overall winner wins on the night, you can come.
Nathan's razor. So many lessons.
What is it?
The gold.
Yeah! Robbie, you are in. You are the final person. Join us on the Fully Charged virtual Gotta Get It Wrong board game night or game show night. I don't even know what it's called.
I don't know the name of it.
We'll figure it out as we go along. Robbie, we cannot wait to chat to you and get brushing up on your skills, Robbie.
Thank you.
All right, see you. Bye.
So Robbie joins Anna with Adam, Aisling, Kira and Will on the night. They are our competitors. They each get a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. But don't worry, if you registered or if you didn't and you still fancy getting a board game, if you're watching the stream 8 p.m. Thursday via YouTube, Twitter, Facebook and our website, we will be given opportunities for the viewers to win Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
I'm scared it's going to break the internet.
It probably will.
Honestly.
It probably will. Imagine just watching from your living room and then you win a Gotta Get It Wrong board game just in time for Christmas.
It's going to be incredible.
It'll be amazing. 8 p.m. Thursday. We cannot wait for it.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast. In the midnight
sky. Miley Cyrus with Stevie Nicks.
Cool.
That is called Edge of Midnight. So originally, Miley Cyrus' song Midnight Sky sampled Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17. So they came together, and that is Edge of Midnight.
I love the sound of it.
It's cool.
Now, I want to speak about Borgosh Energy.
Yes, of course.
We're giving away €200, thanks to them. Do you mind if I tell you a story about my boiler that happened last year? Don't think I ever discussed it.
Go on.
Didn't have the confidence.
Go on.
Until this moment. I remember I was alone by myself for the weekend and I thought my boiler was broken.
Right.
I was tapping away at it, looking around, inspecting. I couldn't get any hot water.
Yeah.
I was like Bear Grylls in the wilderness. I was having these showers, but they were frightfully cold.
Were you drinking your own urine at the time?
I was as well, but that's not strange for me. And I was calling the roommates. I was saying, here, what's going on here? And then my roommate Sean checked, and I had managed to turn the switch off. of the boiler, so it actually wasn't broken. It was just off.
Did you physically switch it off?
I was ironing my clothes, and the ironing board leant up against the boiler and managed to switch. Yeah, oh, so it wasn't my fault. It was the ironing board.
Okay, well, Bord Gáis Energy is making sure, like Nathan, you're not left out in the cold this winter with their dedicated winter repair team at the ready. If your boiler breaks down, just search Bord Gáis Energy Boiler Repair for more. Plus, the Bord Gáis Winter Price Pledge guarantees.
Yeah, I believe it.
No price increases on gas or electricity until March 2021.
So every morning this week, we're giving away €200. That'd be nice to win, wouldn't it? What would you do with it? Who knows? Maybe you might pick up a dog or something. In celebration.
Okay.
Not to buy a dog, just pick it up. I won! I won on the radio!
You could pay the fine you get for not picking up your dog poo. And you have €50 left over because it's €150.
I'm always thinking, my mind works overdrive. How can we give away this money? How can it be entertaining? Well, what we're doing is we're in my car and we're listening to a song on the radio, but it's broken.
Oh, like the boiler.
It's broken.
Ah.
I think I've turned the switch off or something.
The car isn't on. Turn the car on, Nathan.
So we're going to get it repaired in the meantime, but please tell us what this song is. Graham, stop.
What is that song?
What is it?
What song is playing on our broken radio? 087 711
1038. In my car.
If you want to be in your car, you're in your car. Text us, WhatsApp us, and you could be winning €200, all thanks to Bord Gáis Energy. Anthony joins us. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. How are you?
Anthony, thanks for asking. I'm feeling okay, a little bit bloated. How are you keeping?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Just got into work.
How's your boiler?
My boiler works just fine. Bit old, but it's working grand.
Well, do you know
what? Which usually does a trick on it.
If it doesn't, you know, the dedicated winter repair team from Bord Gáis Energy, they won't leave you out in the cold. You know that?
I do indeed, I've heard.
Okay.
Thank Bord Gáis Energy, will you, Anthony?
Thank you, Bord Gáis Energy.
He hasn't won anything yet, no. Because our radio is broken. We're about to repair it, but what song was playing on it? Can you tell me?
Yeah, it was Giants by Dermot Kennedy.
Okay, let's go. Let's try and fix this. Come on. Come on. I think... yes, it is! The radio's fixed, and you've just won €200,
yes, Anthony!
Thanks very much, lads.
Anthony, what are you going to spend the money on?
To be honest with you, having a clue, I wasn't expecting to get a call, but I don't know, I'll probably buy a few bits for my girlfriend and myself.
Oh, well, he's a nice...
Engagement ring.
Oh,
a bit early for that, I think.
How long?
Three years, 3.5 years.
Oh, come on, it's time now. Stop messing about. You're not a spring chicken anymore, Anthony.
That is a little bit longer, I think, a little bit longer.
Right, Anthony, thanks very much for listening to the show. Congratulations, we'll chat to you.
Cheers, thanks very much, thanks.
And for more information, just search Bord Gáis Energy Boiler Repair for more. Plus, the Bord Gáis Winter Price Pledge guarantees no price increases on gas or electricity until March 2021. This is new from Harry Styles. Nathan, would you like to actually introduce us? You're a big Harry Styles
fan. Hi, I'm Harry Styles, and this is my brand new song, Golden, off my Fine Line album. Please get into it.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Come on now, you got this.
Catchphrase on the radio.
You're getting worse.
I had a catch in my throat. And I was like, oh, God, to do this. Right, catchphrase on the radio. Nathan against a Fully Charged listener. It's Emma. You ready to play?
Yeah, I've never played it before. And I've never even listened.
Oh, well, yeah, I've missed nothing.
Have you never listened to this show before?
Oh, we have. Yeah, I have. Just my catchphrase. I'm not really a morning person, but just working from home thing.
Yeah, and how are you finding the show these days? Are we delivering? Is it okay?
Absolutely, guys. You're doing great.
Thanks very much. Sometimes we need this.
A little pick-me-up.
Oh, thanks very much. I really appreciate it. You come on here every morning. And sometimes you don't know if you're doing a good job.
I think you're doing a good job. I think you're doing a rubbish job. What?
All right, Emma, these are the rules. You obviously don't know the game, so I got to give you the rules.
No problem.
I'm going to give yourself and Nathan 3 clues to a catchphrase. After each clue, you and Nathan get a guess. The first person to guess it correctly wins a night out of the cinema when they reopen.
And this is very important, Emma, to remember. I will never use any of the words from the catchphrase in the clues.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Graham, do you mind if I do a little bit of smack talk?
Do smack talk there, yeah.
Emma, you're going to lose.
Yeah, I'm going to smash you in this game.
I'm going to smash you in the face.
Oh my God. Could you fix my crooked nose, could you?
Right. Clue number one. This catchphrase features a calendar.
It's my birthday and I'll cry if I want to.
Oh, not bad.
Thank you very much. Emma's time-wasting Graham.
I'll give you another shot. It's the first time listening. Okay, it's too much of a shot. Right, we'll move on. Clue number two. There is a certain type of animal associated with each date on the calendar.
Early bird catches the worm. Oh, I'm so close.
Oh my God.
What do you think, Emma? Anything?
I'm so bad at this.
What was it again, Graham said?
Okay, there is a certain type of animal, associated with each date on the calendar.
Every day I'm shuffling.
You've already had your guess.
Sorry.
Okay, we'll move on. Final one.
This is a tough one.
It is a tough one. Now, I'm going to say the last clue, and one of the words in there could give it away. So try and figure out why I'm saying a certain word, okay? The animal on the dates is a canine.
Dog days are over.
Stop. No interruption, please.
Nathan, you have a free shot over the next couple of seconds.
If this was a steak, I'd return it. It's tough.
Emma, I'm going to bring you in Emma in 5 seconds.
Wait, just tell me, what was it again?
Three.
No, just say
the animal is a canine. Two. One. Okay, Emma, you're back in. If you know it, now it's a free-for-all. Whoever guesses it first. So, there are canines on each date on the calendar.
A cat has nine lives.
No, what's a canine?
A dog.
I'd say cat.
Dog. Oh, every dog has his day!
He's got it! He's got it! He's got it!
Incredible performance from me.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emma.
Oh, well done.
Thank you very much. I needed that.
Every dog has its day is the catchphrase. Emma, it was your first time playing. Do you think you'll be back for more?
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate it. I won't. There's rumours I'm being let go after this morning's show.
Oh, God.
I know.
Fingers crossed, Emma. That's all we can say.
I'm going to have to dress up as a dog.
For a pet food store. On the Nace Road.
Welcome to Nace.
Cheers, Emma. Bye.
Thanks a million. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I want to talk about my favourite thing to happen over the weekend, and it's got to do with Donald Trump and him tweeting on Saturday morning, okay? So, as the election results were coming in, and as Joe Biden was announced as the next president, he was on a golf course, okay? And he was playing golf, and there was cameras following him, and I was watching him going around in the buggy, and then people were getting pictures of him, gathered around, huddled around, obviously been letting know the news that Joe Biden had just been announced by the networks.
Yeah.
But Trump then tweeted out, okay, that there was going to be a big press conference at the Four Seasons in Philadelphia. I know the Four Seasons.
Yes.
It's a luxurious chain of hotels around the world.
Yeah.
But then that tweet was deleted, and instead he put up a tweet saying, big press conference today in Philadelphia at Four Seasons Total Landscaping at 11:30 a.m.
Well, the Garden Center.
So, he thought it was at the Four Seasons in Philadelphia, in the hotel. However, the press conference was actually at Four Seasons Total Landscaping, which is in the middle of an industrial state on the outskirts of Philadelphia. And it was situated between a crematorium, this isn't a lie, and an adult toy shop.
Oh. Jesus.
This isn't a lie. This is the truth. And you know those garage doors that kind of go up?
Yeah.
They were in front of that, and it was just a load of Trump stickers were stuck on that, and his lawyer, Giuliani, was there. Now, the Four Seasons Hotel tweeted, to clarify, President Trump's press conference will not be held at Four Seasons Hotel Philadelphia. It will be held at Four Seasons Total Landscaping. No relation to the hotel.
Was it just a mistake someone made?
So the Trump team haven't admitted that it was a mistake. But you imagine that someone said, book the Four Seasons. Yeah. They rang up Four Seasons, the first thing they Googled, and it came up Total Landscaping, and they booked that in, and it was just a massive error.
God.
At the time of the press conference, Joe Biden was announced as the president, and Giuliani is Trump's lawyer, as I said. But if you've seen Borat 2, he's the guy at the end that Borat's daughter gets to interview in the hotel room. I won't ruin anything else in case he's still to watch Borat 2. And this is what he has to say when the reporters are saying that Joe Biden is going to be the next president.
What was it called by? Oh my goodness. All the networks. Wow. All the networks. We have to forget about the law. All the networks.
He's lost.
What is going on?
I was thinking of the Irish equivalent of, if you say, the Four Seasons Hotel, but you end up in an industrial estate. The equivalent I could think of would be if you said you were going to have something at the Shelburne, but you ended up at the Shelburne Greyhound Park in Ringsend. That's all I could think.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.